That's amazing. I didn't think they'd find a picture like that.
Gaps. Gaps.
It's a political year. We hear about them all the time. Education gap. One race graduates more of their members than another.
Gaps.
One gender makes more money for the same job than another.
Gaps.
I suppose we can go look around. We'll find a lot of gaps. Racial gaps, gender gaps, class gaps, wealth gaps. That's all this is. A rich man, a gap, Lazarus. I think the French society and the American society try to do something about that. What did the French strike for? Liberty, equality, fraternity. We have our own. Pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The rights of every person. So we need to pay attention to the gaps. Think about them this week. Maybe we can't do too much about any of them. Voting, 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 voting closes a gap. Everybody of an age can vote. We're all equal. Is that the issue that's not present when there's a gap? Equality? In some way, yes. So vote. I like to think about our communion lines. I see doctors walking just behind a 7-year-old. Not much difference there, equality. And as you grow up in this community, let that be a reminder. We shouldn't have gaps of age or gender or whatever. In some way, we are equal to one another. Notice that the rich man, we don't know his name. Lazarus, we do. Maybe that's a hint. To try to learn others' names equally so that names and language don't create gaps. In this case, the anonymity of the rich man is a burden. Lazarus is famous. And maybe that's this little sign of, you know, that's about how the rich man is suffering and says, just send somebody with their finger in a cool water for my tongue. Maybe it's about do what we can, even little things, to close the gaps. And probably it's here, isn't it? Attitudes. I used to know the definition of attitudes. Attitudes are relatively enduring ways of thinking and feeling that predispose us to act in a certain way toward somebody, some value, something. It's a predisposition, inequality. And maybe we have to each of ourselves kind of bring those things so that there aren't a lot of gaps in our attitudes. Whatever it is that kicks off the differences, maybe we have to attend to that. As we drive around, walk around, work, we see people, and our attitudes may make gaps. And maybe we have to challenge our attitudes, change our attitudes. Say, that person of another gender, another class, financially, another race, is equal. And I have to do that intentionally. Anyway, you know what it is. You know where those gaps. They're going to be there for this election year to say which of the candidates would help us close education gap, money gap, status gap, health gap. Gap.